Welcome to another edition of Tourism Roundup. This week, we take a look at the Tourism Speed Networking event. And in our No Jamaica feature, we head to Hanover. I'm Kadisha Watkiss. In its sustained bid to strengthen linkages between the tourism industry and other sectors of the economy, the Tourism and Entertainment Ministry collaborated with the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA, the Jamaica Manufacturers Association, JMA, and other partners to host the first ever Linkages Speed Networking event. 50 hotels and attractions, over 80 local manufacturers and trade groups gathered January at the Half Moon Conference Center in Montego Bay for the long-awaited event. It provided a platform for suppliers to market their products and services to members of the hotel and attractions trade, make contacts and negotiate business contracts for 2015 and beyond.
The tourism industry provides many opportunities for backward and forward economic linkages, foreign exchange earnings, economic diversification, increased income, employment, and poverty reduction.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. The innovative networking event saw managing directors, general managers, and CEOs of local supply companies, as well as managers of properties, restaurants, and attractions, engaging in a series of 15-minute meetings aimed at improving the partnerships between tourism and other sectors of the economy for the increase of business. Dr. McNeil says he's confident that the meetings helped purchasers understand the wide variety of services and fine quality products available in Jamaica.
We have a whole slew of investors who are looking to come to Jamaica. We need to ensure that this relationship between our producers here in Jamaica and all of these investors remains as strong as it is.
President of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA, Nicola Madden-Gregg, says the event highlighted the importance of the services industry to the development of the island's tourism product.
This event is not only a sales event, but it is a market research platform where local companies can truly seek to understand the changing needs of the international traveler and how they can produce authentic Jamaican products and services to satisfy this increasingly discerning, technology-driven and savvy traveler.
She added that the tourism industry's generation of approximately $2 billion in earnings per year is strongly supported by hotels and attractions, which continue to showcase a wide range of Jamaican products and services to the visitors.
We at the JHTA recognize for us to continue to not only do well, but to truly thrive, having a positive view to change and innovation is critical to us maintaining a competitive environment, and this must be reflected in the local products and services that are available in order for us to exceed the expectations of our clientele.
Mrs. Gregg points out that innovation in the services industry is important to partnership with the tourism industry.
As a number of existing hotels and attractions continue to undergo major refurbishment and expansion, as new and innovative hotels and attractions come on stream, it is imperative that local manufacturing, agriculture, craft, and the services sector must remain adaptable, relevant, and responsive.
Tourism Minister Dr. McNeil says he is pleased with the staging of the Linkages event and believes the strong support augurs well for the future of the sector.
The collaboration and teamwork of this partnership between the public and private sectors through the Tourism Linkages Council is a model which must be replicated throughout our society.
In our No Jamaica feature, we look at Hanover. The parish of Hanover is located on the western end of Jamaica, bordered by St. James to the east and Westmoreland to the south. Hanover is famous for its natural landlocked harbor and picturesque surrounding hills, which form a backdrop to the Georgian structures in the parish capital, Lucy. That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. Join us again next week when we look at other developments in the tourism sector. For studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Kadisha Watkiss.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.